know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started. Welcome to the Heart Sing Podcast, episode 24. This is Slayer of Namaslayer, aka Addie B, your hostess. We are going to dig into your unique abilities on authentic power today. This podcast topic is inspired from the most amazing weekend I just experienced. You're going to hear a bit about that. And also, my brain is stuck in zone of genius mode from the episode last month that I've been working on this in groups and in our podcasting group. Now it's morphing in my mind and adding in the authentic power and unique abilities. It's all starting to come together. So, of course, I am going to share my story with you as I do and give you a lot to think about in this episode to start exploring this for yourself. We are going to be talking about a lot of radiance here, so be prepared to hear me speak about my greatness inside unabashedly, and I encourage you all to do the same. Don't hide that which makes you unique. Seek it, share it, honor it, become more of it. I used to hide mine or be like, oh, that's nothing, piece of cake. Those things, by the way, are a great sign to your zone of genius and your unique ability. But I would do this thinking I was being all humble, right? And knowing inside that I was good at it, but not wanting to sing that about myself. Instead, I think it had the opposite effect. It was like smushing that piece of me down, not quite owning that mastery that was right inside of me all along, my magic that is there to share with the world, just like yours is. At a soul level, this will inevitably come up as we're teaching meditation. If we're all part of the same unified field full of infinite possibilities, aren't we all the same person? This question will come up over and over. It's the choices we make that differentiate us. So as we make these choices based on our actions, these create the memories, and then they prompt the future action we're going to take. The seeds of those memory and the desire, we store those at our soul level. And it's in these seeds that it gives us the individuality to the universal spirit. So it kind of sounds like the habit cycle a little bit, right? And programming the brain, right? We learn these things and we, from the time we're born, we're building up all of these little subliminal subconscious, I should say, thoughts that lead to these other actions we take throughout our lives that are really so much habitual. By the time we're 30, 90% of those thoughts are habitual, 50% of our actions. So the practice of meditation, you guys, really helps us access this field of infinite possibilities where this gap between the thoughts are. This helps us, equips us to move away from these old patterns. It helps us to become this observer so that we can truly transform our lives. You know, I had to talk about meditation. I figured I might as well just kick off this podcast with it. I'm also getting ready to open the instruction courses on it, so it's really fresh right now. If you want to get in on that, I'll be doing free intro talks to you guys. There's a link at the website on the meditation tab. You can get your name on the list to get notified. So feel free to head over to namaslayer.com if you want in, if you are curious by now about meditation. Show up and I will tell you a little bit more how you can learn from me if you so choose. Anyhow, not the topic of this podcast. This does bring me to the topic of the awareness meditation can help bring you, along with some of the mind work, seeking the joy inside. All of these things have assisted me in stepping more fully into my authentic power. I am being led to share from a place deep inside of me, and universal signs all over much more about my soul awakening on this journey, on this weight loss journey that began as such and turned into this magnificent adventure of self-discovery to hopefully inspire and show others on their path the all-elusive
How the heck do we figure it out? It's my hope something throughout my story will help lead you, guide you to seek more, to inspire you to get out and try new things, to start to wonder what if. So today we're going to start with a story about this past weekend of mine. I put on the first ever virtual Flares Adventure Camp. I love camp. If you don't yet know, I spent my summers up in northern Michigan at camp, and it's one of my ultimate dreams to create an adult style women's camp where you just come to discover you. Well, I decided to create this magic virtually in a weekend as much as I could. And there were about 30 women from the Me First Sisterhood, a handful of others, a crash course on the Me First process to get in on this adventure in the sisterhood. This weekend just solidified I'm doing exactly what I'm meant to be doing. I am serving as my highest self in this capacity, and I know it will grow. I'm not even speaking from a business level here as much as my soul mission. My soul tells me it's so much bigger than I can even imagine. And I tell my soul, don't you love this? I know you're gonna be like, Slayer, you're nuts. Whatever. It's what it is, right? Now that I know about the observer, I have these conversations. So I tell my soul, look, I'm already blown away. So whatever, I'm game. Bring it on. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help light it up. Let's do it. My heart is so full, I am just bursting all week. I want to jump up and down and scream to the world just how fantastic life is. Isn't it grand? And it all started with finally, at the age of 46, getting up and starting to put myself first. Of course, I was started by trying to get out of my overweight ball of misery, started as my weight loss journey. Now, almost 120 pounds later, it's definitely a soul journey, but it was such a process, and it blends the health and wellness, and they're all integrated, as you know, body, mind, and soul. How many times have we heard that over and over? And when we finally figure out how to make that click and we step into the magic, it's like bada bing, bada boom. I ended up finding so much more. I found my true self, my inner I am. And I found my path to serve others. I used to think I should go out there and volunteer more, and that I needed to give more, to go to soup kitchens, help charities, some manner like that. And I'm going to be honest, just frankly honest here, you know, like I always am. I never wanted to do these things. It just sounded like work, not joy. I just was like, oh, do I have to go put on a face and go do it? But, you know, I just, my soul wasn't like called to do this. It didn't necessarily, it didn't feel bad, but it didn't feel great. And it was nice to help other people, but the act of thinking to go do it. And I can tell you this, in serving myself, doing what I love, I get to help so many more people, so many more. And it's what feeds my soul. It lights me up. I'm helping way more people change their lives, and they're going to inspire and help other people. It's a chain reaction. It's my best ROI. It is the best return I can give to the world. You know, through inspiring, teaching not only meditation, but habits and how to make healthy choices, how to make this type of life, a lifestyle, I can help guide those on their inner magic. I will happily, joyously go anywhere and share, inspire, teach meditation or habits or health to anyone that's going to listen to me. Soup kitchen, charity, prison, literally anywhere people will listen to me. I will go. I will do this for free, for money, but I must do this. It just doesn't matter. I am called to do it. It's when I am in alignment. My personality and soul working in sync together, I can feel the surge through me as I share, speak, and it's lighting someone else up. It's just magic. I had someone in the sisterhood while I was trying to explain this earlier today say that, oh, you're in flow. And I thought, you know, part of it is parts of what I'm doing are when I'm in flow. But a lot of what I'm experiencing right now is a little bit different than just them being in flow. Being in flow to me, I experienced quite a bit, even at my job in corporate America. And the difference is, you know, being in flow is when you can lose track of time, when you're just so engrossed in doing something that you 3 hours goes by and you feel like it was 5 minutes. And that can be like creating a graphic design of some type. It can be creating an Excel spreadsheet when I'm actually creating one myself, not filling one out, but creating one. I can get in flow with that. But what's different about this, my soul and my personality being in alignment, is that I am serving my highest self when I'm in my authentic power. I am doing that thing which best serves other people with my gifts I was given to bring here to serve. Does that make sense? So I'm really trying to do my best to explain it because it is like kind of, woo! This is as Gary Zukav shares with us in his book, Seed of Soul. You know, he tells us about authentic power. Your soul is coming in alignment with your ego self, your personality, all of these things you have become. The things that we talked about earlier in how we built up our memory, these lessons you've learned, the hardships that have had all the gifts and learning, all the things you're good at, all your values, your shadows, all of these things have purpose. You're right where you're supposed to be. And when you step back and become the observer of yourself and realize you're not this thinker of the thoughts, but you're seeing them, you can see it all and you can start to find the magic everywhere on your path to becoming. You can start to observe yourself and life objectively, releasing judgment, allowing forgiveness of yourself. We did a lot of forgiveness at camp. It was really pretty magical. And find this great love of yourself. This is a process and one so well worth the journey. Over the weekend, we did a whole lot of soul searching, observing, forgiving, learning how to process emotions, understand our bodies better, putting our self-forgiveness into motion, starting to release these blocks that have held us back from creating abundance in our lives. Through creating these lives we want to lead, we start to navigate our way to our authentic power. When you create alignment with your true self, you can't help but to serve those around you. It's the way it works. Your light spreads out like tree roots reaching other tree roots. It's just really so simple. And of course, we make it so hard. All we need to do is seek our joy. Find what makes you happy at a soul level. What do we do instead? So many of us seek to make others happy, to pursue things we were told to do instead of listening to our heart sing. Our magic inside, the internal GPS system we're born with, or our intuition everyone told us to shove down forever. Oh, that's women's intuition, as if that's a bad thing. No, my friends, that's a thing you're trying to find again. Here's a question for you. Do you know when you're in alignment with your soul? Have you started your path to pick up the clues? Or maybe you already know, perhaps you're getting curious? All great places to be. Remember, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. We started this process of picking up the clues on the Zone of Genius episode I mentioned earlier, and we've been continuing it in the HeartSing podcast community, which is free on Facebook. You guys hop in there if you haven't joined already. You're more than welcome. Put this learning into action by sharing with other people and learning from them. I'll drop the link in the show notes, of course, but feel free to do that. I also brought this into our camp a bit. It's just really been on my mind. And some of you out there will say, Slayer, I don't even know what makes my heart sing. When I'm in flow, what's this alignment? And the first thing I'd ask is, how many things have you tried? Are you doing the same thing over and over, expecting to find new magical connection or different results? Are you trying new things? Maybe try making an everyday adventure list if you haven't done one of those. See episode 17 for that. I even have a kind of a cool little handout with my sample on it. So you can kind of see how I do this and how I keep testing myself to push and try new things. And my Zone of Genius actually came out of trying new things and the everyday bucket list. What a simple exercise. Are you saying, universe, show me what I should try next? Put it in my path. Are you watching for those things that pop up over and over and thinking, you know, I'm going to try that. I'm going to be open to it instead of thinking the whole world's out to get me. I was listening to a Dave Asprey Bulletproof radio podcast. Imagine that. I was listening to it on Genius, and he was talking with the doctor that studies genius. This is like his life's work. And he said the variant among genius that has lasting creation in this world is about much less than the high IQ scores, although intelligence does come into play, but it's much more about those that were willing to get up and fail over and over again. There it is, you guys. Again, step away from perfect, everyone. Perfection is not where it's at. Get in, get it done, try again, try again. With your weight loss goal, your business endeavors, your relationships, whatever, fail, learn, try, fail. All great things are born from failure. So fail big. Get excited about it. Guess what the other variant is? Curiosity. That's right. So how open is your mind? Are you stuck in your ways or are you out trying new things? Maybe you want to or you just don't know where to start. This is where I find a lot of women end up finding me is right about this stage where, man, I have time for myself. I'm ready to start trying new things. I just don't even know where to start. It's been forever since we dreamt for ourselves, right? We've been dreaming and creating lives for other people our entire lives. So wherever you are at in this process, it's all good. Remember, you're right where you're supposed to be right now in each moment because you are there. You're here. I'm here. It's all good. Now, what can you create with the next moment? It's your decision in each moment that's going to build that pathway forward. So you make decisions to move you forward and you're going to have someone that move you back. It's when you can persevere through those that look like backward movement and surge forward again in spite of, in the face of adversity, to get up like the superhero you are inside in pursuit of what you want. And then you're going to start to become. You'll actually create new DNA as you start to rewire your brain to seeking these other new fun things that might just light your world up. You're going to start to build trust with yourself again and become the person that gets back up over and over. And a failure? Pshaw! Rack them up, baby! Whoop! Bring on the failure! I just have to share a little bit more about this weekend because I was just, you guys, on my knees, humbled by the majesty of the universe. And really this entire week, this entire few years, but this weekend, as I watch the magic unfold before me, as these women join together to open themselves up and take a look within themselves, raw, honest, heart open look to explore their yogi journey on their way. And understand they already are practicing yoga. That'll be an episode soon because most of you are too, and you don't even know it. So these new yoginis I watched, they started to get a tingle of that knowing inside, and some already had it, you know, and there's no like where someone's farther on a path or behind a path. We all just kind of come in the path a different direction. I could see it on their faces staring back at me, each person getting something. So I could see these new yoginis. I was watching them start to get that tingle of knowing and understanding inside with everything they were releasing every time they moved forward and started to process an emotion. I could see it in their faces staring back at me, each person getting something unique from each experience, each exercise, each speaker. When we did our sisterhood campfire circle of truth, don't you love that? Oh, like I need a real fire. So we shared our sessions and I could just see their brains clicking, the emotions surfacing, the ahas just abundant. And I just knew. I'm crying right now typing this. I just know it's what I'm created for. I can't even explain to you how it makes me feel. The enormity of the gratitude. I always try to describe feelings in my body now. I'm really working to identify emotions. It helps me to see them again when they come up. This gratitude, and I also notice emotions can have different levels, you know, almost like a scale, like a, could have like an emotion scale, you know, it was like a level one of gratitude versus a level 10 of gratitude. And this was like enormous, right? This was a level 10 off the charts gratitude. My heart was so radiant. It was a full ball of fire, of like sun. It was just so bright and beautiful and so powerful. I wept. I could feel the energy through my body to my fingertips, and the ball of fire in my heart just flare up through my throat, and so just warm and strong that it pushed these tears of joy out of my eyes. And I just, my body kind of racked with just love, pure love, you guys. It's in these moments I just know I'm meant to do this, to share and help other women uncover their magic all while on their health journey, to start to believe again. It's my calling to lead, to inspire those that are ready to take this health journey of weight loss inside and continue the spiritual growth that comes from allowing our emotions, from allowing ourselves to listen to our body and being open to the what ifs and what's possible. And what am I here for? Who am I? What's my purpose? To start asking these questions and seeking and not think we're crazy. To be able to share my journey and present it in a way to inspire others to take action, to go inside and work from that space out. This is part of my mastery, my skill. I'm in flow when I create, when I put ideas together and teach it in a way that can bring a deep experience for each person there. When I can inspire them, and whether it's through myself actually doing it or coordinating even other people, like I had guests come into this event. When I can inspire them through this pathway, through this journey, to help them seek more knowledge on a topic that might just be their game changer. Inspire them to just keep trying new things, to get up over and over, to accept that failure is good, to step away from perfect. And of course, to meditate, but also awaken that curiosity from within, to start to have fun and enjoy this life we're given. Yes! Can you feel it? This is my captain of the team unique ability. But is it deeper than even that, I ask myself? You know, I'm on this big self-awareness quest, so I keep asking myself questions like this all the time. And of course, I'm leading you guys through all it and my sisterhood. So as I'm sharing, I keep doing it all over again. And every time I uncover something new, you can never do this stuff too much. Gay Hendricks talks about our unique ability. And this is, he says, being a special gift that we're gifted with at the core level. So he gives us a process for uncovering this gift. I've really been thinking about this because I want to stay in my zone of genius, or as the sisterhood now has started calling it, my ZOG. Great acronym, the ZOG. We want to stay in the ZOG as much as possible. Step away, you guys, from worrying about looking like you're bragging when you discuss anything around your greatness or your powers or your amazing qualities. Remember, you are the co-creator of this life. Acknowledge these gifts. Thank yourself for being so amazing. Your ego serves a purpose here, and so does your soul. You need to recognize your greatness and allow her to shine, all aspects, ego and soul, all of it together. Lord knows we can all recognize our faults. Can you, your strengths? Are you denying yourself this knowledge for some false belief that you must be humble to thrive in this world? Who says? I have an idea. Next time you get with your best friend, spend like 10 minutes each telling each other about your magic sauce, why you think you are special. Then you could even ask your friend to share why she thinks you're special. How fun is that? Instead of bitching and moaning how we failed this and that, unless, of course, you're racking up failures on your path to success and you're like, man, I feel big time this week. Here's why it was awesome. Then you can talk about that. But other than that, talk about your greatness. All right, that was a squirrel, right? But so fun. Try it. I think I'm going to. Maybe exactly what you need is to recognize what your magic is and let it shine. Can be half the battle sometimes. First, allowing ourselves to dream that we can still create it 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, until whenever the end is. Why everyone thinks they're dying at 70 all of a sudden, you know, and you could die at 50 just as easy. look, you guys, you could live to your 120. What do you want it to look like? It's not over. It's just the beginning. And guess what? You're wiser. You're more abundant in many ways. You have more resources, time to create. And if you don't think you have time, see the Einstein Time episode and go create some. We make time, baby. All right, let's begin uncovering our unique abilities so we can all be in weeping balls of gratitude as we learn to recognize and utilize it more. Are you guys ready? I'm still working on it myself, so it's going to evolve as we go through this episode and probably over the next few weeks. As far as my unique ability, I knew I was a good leader, right? My mastery and the captain of it, right? I've always been a leader. Since I was a little girl, I was always the captain of my athletic teams. I would think there was like a vote. It just kind of was. At summer camp each year, leadership was the first of my 7 beads for achievement bracelet. In my corporate career, I ran all kinds of teams. There was rarely a position in my life I can think of being in when I wasn't leading. In the sandbox, even playing army with my brothers growing up, I was leading everything there, of course. They would just love that, but they're probably not listening, so I feel like it's safe. That never goes away, no matter how old we get, right? And, you know, to the softball field, to corporate life, even my friend groups, you know, I was leading everyone into shenanigans. That was always my jam. It still is. I mean, obviously, you guys are here, just more Addy shenanigans. And of course, I lead now at Namaslayer. I know I am, and that part is just innate as part of who I am through how I've created my brain and how I've responded to things. But I feel like I've just popped out that way. It's what I've always been. So I knew this was a zone for me. But what exactly? Why do people want to follow me? I ask and I'm often told people feel like they're on the path with me. And I say, good, because you are. You're totally here with me. I'm your sister by your side, man. Sometimes I'm there to push a little from behind or pull from the front, but I am right there with you in so many ways. I also hear I'm authentic, funny, bold, charismatic. These are themes that come up, and I've asked because it's what I do. I do all the exercises. So incidentally, these are directly in alignment with my core values, which are fun, adventure, inspire, love, and authentic. Do you know what your core values are, you guys? I'll remind you in the show notes of the Facebook group and hop in there because we'll work on defining those next week. List 5 that are your guiding purpose. Yours are going to most likely be different than mine, although they may overlap. Google a list of core values and see what ones you think, yeah, those are the things that really matter the most to me. Okay, so now that we know I'm all of these things, my ego is anyway, right? Through my experiences growing up, what I've been rewarded for was naturally gifted at, was given praise for, maybe even shows I watched, people I followed, started to build this ego that loves to lead, to be at the center of it, to be in the, from within it, having fun, loving everyone. That probably comes from my mom. She was like the love monster. And being real, just me being adventurous, trying new things. What are yours? If you're stuck, ask a few people close to you what they think your strengths are. I've also asked people what the negative things are, and I have a list of those too, but we're going to save that for a shadow episode. We're about due for one of those. I haven't gotten into shadow work yet. Today, we are talking about the radiance, though, so let's stick with that. Guy tells us to work on your unique ability. Think of one of those Russian doll sets. You know the ones. Did you guys have one when you were little? You take the top off, and there's another doll inside. And you take the top off her, and there's another doll inside. And you go down like 8 dolls, and there's a whole doll at the core. Just a little doll down there. Now think of your unique ability like this. So you know you're a good leader, manager, writer, speaker, mother, so on and so forth, whatever it is. Gay gives us an example of this corporate woman he was coaching, and they were working to identify her unique gift. When Gay asked her, she said she was good at leading meetings. And he said, why? She said, because she knew how to lead the room. He said, how? She said, well, I guess I know when I need to gracefully shift the topic. He said, why and how? She said she could actually feel the energy in the room shift and know it was time. He said, yes. He's like, when else have you noticed this in your life? She thought really hard, and she was like, you know, she noticed it first as a young child. She came from a really chaotic household, and she used it to be able to judge when she needed to leave situations and remove herself from when her parents were going to fight. And Gay tells us most of us see it reflected early on in childhood, this unique gift. He also says there's millions of people with the same ability. It's just unique to you and your situation. So, of course, I've been thinking about this, especially as I see myself growing into my authentic power more and more with what I'm creating and how I'm really serving people. And so just coming from that alignment in place of service. As I'm living more and more in this heart-centered space, I've been saying for years, you know, I want more of this feeling. This is what I'm seeking. I want to feel lit up like this more, this radiance inside. I want you guys to have it too so much. And I know you're experiencing it or glimpses in your life. I know you have. Let's all get more. It's really amazing what will happen when you let the universe know you're ready. I used to do this. I'd stand on my mountain, yes, my mountain, and open my arms up high, my chest open wide, my heart just beaming up to the sun and say, I am ready, universe, bring it. I dare you guys, do it. Be ready, but do it. Wherever you are now, say it after me. I am ready, universe, bring it. Shout it out if you can. I am ready, universe, bring it on. However you want to say it. Feel your heart open, allow it, and watch what's to come. Great job. Way to put it out there. Keep letting the universe know. Keep seeking. Okay, back to this unique ability of ours and my weekend and all the other magic stuff. So I was thinking about being a leader to be of the team, with the team, and yet guide your team. All of this is a great importance. To be approachable yet respected, to be vulnerable yet strong, to show your heart and love completely no matter what, to allow the energy to flow. And to be able to ride that ebb and flow of tides that are really inevitable in any team, group, journey, relationship. To be able to weather that storm and come out stronger, maybe a little beaten, but to come out the other side and keep going. I was like, this, I have this ability. When I left Hawaii years ago, my trusted right hand, one of my managers that I respected so much, I looked up to him as much as I know he did to me. When I left, he sent me the Captain poem, you know, the one from Dead Poets Society. All I could see was those boys standing on the desk as Robin Williams was leaving, which is kind of how I felt like I was leaving that position due to some changes that had happened out there at that time. Although to be clear, I was leaving it for a totally separate reason, but it was heartbreaking to say goodbye to my team, especially knowing what I was leaving them to really potentially deal with without me there. This act, this show of honor, just sent me to tears. This ability to inspire people to stand on dust or to follow me blindly into playing the 28-day money game, which I roped into everyone this week in the sisterhood. More on that next week, probably. But what is this ability, like, to build love, acceptance, and trust? I know somehow I was able to create an experience that touched nearly 30 women at a soul level. And these women would stand on dust for me and me for them. And I'm crying again. What is this? Love? This is the word I get. Maybe my unique ability is just simply love. I really thought I could write myself out of this, doing this episode. But I don't think I have. Do you know what your unique ability is? Can you help me dial me in on mine? Those of you that know me, follow me, what is it? I do think in the creation of materials and teaching and sharing, it's in there somewhere because I'm in flow in that part of it too. I lose track of time in that part when I can see all these ideas come together and see the path that I should lay out for someone to get to that spot, right? That inspiration, but where? So this authentic power that Gary Zukav, the being in alignment, this is when all of these life experiences come to join your soul and create this magic in the world. And it's exactly what happened. And I can look back and see the past. So I have wept tears of gratitude literally all week. And my power is just radiating from my heart, and my body is awakened on a whole nother level. As I looked in the faces of those women that I knew I was able to touch through teaching, sharing, and guiding, it's just such a mind-blowing honor. It's a drop to my knees. Thank you, universe, God, she, Mother Earth, life force energy, whatever you want to call that magic that lights us up inside, that heart saying, it's that. And it's pretty amazing. That's it for this week, you guys. And I hope you picked up a few things. I'll drop a bunch of links in the show notes for you about a couple of the books I mentioned, the free Facebook group, get on in there. I can't tell you how many of you have reached out and said, Addie, I did a review. I really did, or I'm trying to. You guys, I appreciate it. And I know you've been sharing with your friends too, because they're contacting me. And that's just so amazing to me. Like, you feel my heart. Thanks for listening, as always. I hope to see you in the Facebook group. Let me know any of this saying to you. Where are you at on that path? And if you want to hear about anything more in particular. Until next time, my witches and bitches, flare out!